Okay, how's it going?
Hey.
Don't know if you know or not, your camera's on. You should have it off.
Yeah.
There you
I'm just happy the camera's working. I've had fun laptop issues for the last month.
I know. So is a few of my colleagues. This is why I do not use my work computer for anything. Like literally the laptop work gave me sitting out, actually sitting on my desk here charging. I don't use it. I use my
Yeah.
own Mac because yeah, it's
Yeah.
just
Well, I'm at home today, and so I'm using my personal laptop, which is on it's had its motherboard replaced twice since the end of November.
ooh.
Yeah. We're hoping this one sticks.
I, knock on wood, haven't had any issues with motherboards. My spouse has though, which is weird. Like, well, the last one wasn't so weird. It was stupidity.
Well, the big issue with laptops is that if one component breaks, it's generally the entire motherboard gets replaced.
Exactly, and that's what this was. He has his laptop out in the living room on a stand next to the couch and has it always plugged in via the USB charging cable. But we have two
Yeah.
dogs that are constantly walking by and hitting it. I'm just like, you need to leave your laptop unplugged unless you need to charge it. Why? I'm like, because the dogs are hitting it. It's going to ruin the charge port. It's going to ruin the charge port. Sure enough, about like, I think it was November or so, his laptop stopped charging. And it was exactly that. It was the charge port, the USB port broke off of the motherboard, and when it did, it also fried the charging circuit. So he had to have his entire motherboard replaced.
Yeah, it
So,
was the USB C port that triggered the first one. And the second one was just a faulty motherboard that died on Christmas night.
Merry Christmas. Your present is a bad motherboard. Sorry, just talking about weird laptop issues.
Maybe the present was a new motherboard, just it was a late present.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it appears to be working well. And anyhow, knock on wood, this is a 6-year-old machine, I think, now. So,
Well, okay then.
yeah.
I have an
So
old
powerful than
charge
my work machine.
That's
Well,
sad, isn't it?
you get to, the Christmas present is that you get to rebuild your laptop.
It's called under warranty still because I keep renewing it, and Lenovo is awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, that's actually what my spouse has. Is it Lenovo? No. Wait, did Dell buy Lenovo?
No.
Okay, it's the Dell copycat of the Lenovo Yoga, where it can flip over and be a lap. It can either be a laptop or it can flip over and be a tablet sort of thing. But she never uses it
Oh.
as a tablet. It's always the laptop mode. I'm like, well, why did you get it that it could? Well, just that in case if I'm somewhere I could use it as a tablet. I'm like, okay. If you say so, it's your money. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I have an old, the computer that I have in the living room, which is bad because it's like, depending on what room I'm in, it's what computer I'm using. The computer I have in the living room, which I just used to surf the web, and that is an old MacBook Air that our library threw out because it was
Oh.
at the end of its 4 or 5 year life cycle. And I think I've had it now for another 5 years, so it's about 10 years old. It's like the second generation MacBook Airs, and it's still chugging along. There's some days where it's just like, no, I don't want to do this, but most of the time it's chugging along and doing what I want it to do, so I'm completely happy. All with its little hard drive, which is only, I think, 500 gigs.
Right. Right. You remember when that was enormous?
I
One of the gigs?
remember, I remember telling one of my friends in middle school. Sorry, this is going to date me. We were graduating middle school, and my one insane, absolutely insane, nerdy computer friends was like, "I'm going to build a hundred, no, a 1 gig drive over the summer."
Oh.
He was going to daisy chain a bunch of 100 megabyte drives together via SCSI, so he could have a 1 gig drive. I'm like, why? What's wrong with you? Like, everything flips up, fits on a floppy disk. I'm like, even the new games, like, you don't need anything that big. You don't need anything that fast. Why do you
I
need to
don't
do
even want to think
this?
about daisy chaining. Imagine if the file you needed was on the last drive.
Just took a little while to get to it.
It'd be faster for you to physically pick up the electrons and move them over, I think.
And now, I don't know how many years later, I have a laptop that has 2 gigs, 2 terabytes of storage, and I have a computer server over there that has about 120 gig or terabytes of storage in it. And that's not enough room. So
Right. It never is. It never is. But that's just because you're not storing your photos as binary files.
this is true.
Right? You're no longer compiling these things, before you look at them.
Yeah, exactly. And we're still in time from Tara, so Tara, today's your day.
Tara time. It's everyone's time that you're stealing.
Having fun now.
Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. I was just thinking about how little I know about how computers work. Which is, feel like
Fun.
everyone feels that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so we have a pretty simple agenda today. We got some housekeeping on here, and then we're gonna brainstorm topics that we want to cover in the new year, which should be fun. So hopefully everyone had time to sort of brainstorm a couple of topics that you think would be interesting, and we can go ahead and fill out our topic calendar so we have things to talk about. One thing I was thinking, and I'm sure someone knows, but we know that, like, the time around WolfCon, we're going to do WolfCon stuff. So I don't know if anyone knows the dates off the top of their head, but we could probably throw that on there too. Any other big events? All right, but let's
WolfCon's
start with
at the very end of August.
end of August.
The first, yeah, like 31st is, I think, the Monday or
Yeah,
the Tuesday.
31st through the 3rd.
Help if I had this in edit mode for all the editing we're going to do. The
Yeah.
end of August. So, like, we can pretty much assume this is no meeting, right?
Probably. Yeah.
And
Can I
there's no
add an
surprise.
agenda item toward the end? I guess is fine.
Sure.
Just a announcement. A good announcement. Don't worry. It's a
At
Ramson's announcement.
the
That
end of the
sounded
meeting, I'm quit.
ominous.
I'm retiring. I'm quitting. I'm leaving.
I'm out
Sorry.
of
My
here.
last thing, bye. I can tell you though, WolfCon related is that you'll probably see the calls for proposals co to come out soon. And they do want to try to finalize presentations, and I believe by May, including like workshops and that. So if that's something you're interested, keep an eye open for the general channels for those to pop up.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, let's go back to the start of the agenda. So we do have upcoming topics for our next two meetings. It looks like at our next meeting we're going to do a PC presentation. Someone's going to do a PC. Who was that?
Martin,
Martin. That's right. Okay. Schultz, right? Yeah, Martin Schultz is going to do a PC presentation. Ideas on collecting and sharing folio integration work being done, which is awesome. At the meeting after that, Charlotte's going to come and talk about for use at location. But after that, we got a totally free slate. But I'm feeling pretty good about the rest of January and February. I did also want to mention that we are still looking for a new convener. We'll be mentioning this every meeting until someone decides that, until the spirit moves someone to come and join us. So Let's see. We did also want to mention.
Tara, we have at least one new person, so maybe we want to you one. I could would do it. Just explain how we set ourselves up, so they
Oh,
know what they
God,
would
since
be
you've never done,
volunteering
please
for.
do. Oh,
Please do.
no. Hello, I'm the weird new person.
Hi,
We were trying
welcome.
to politely ignore you as a lurker, but I'm so glad that you came on. I can put myself on camera. It's totally fine. I was just
There
like,
you
I
go.
don't know what's happening. I just wanted to pop in and see what this group was about. We're in the absolute middle of a swing of my name's so hi everyone. I'm not a lurker, I guess, anymore. My name's Kate or Kit Hill. I am with the South Statewide California Electronic Library Consortium. So we are starting a 3-year implementation cohort. So we have our first four libraries. So I work for the central office, but we have our first four libraries right in the middle of implementation right now, working through EBSCO and with us as me as the project manager. And then we have at least two more years of libraries coming into implementation, next year and the year after. So we'll be in implementation and I'll be managing implementation for a very long time. So so I thought I should check. I will be in this will be my main job for like 3 to 4 years. So decided to
So
pop
now
on in.
you can meet a welcoming group of like-minded individuals who are struggling with the same things.
Yes, exactly, because we are right in the middle of it right now. So
And
we are
I know when
perpetually
we were
in.
implementing, this was my go-to group to come to with all sorts of random questions, and I would take over meetings with my questions. So feel free, and the I don't know, the whole like the topics that are like mysteries to you, certainly shout them out and we can arrange to have a whole session on those. So,
Sorry, I just was like, yes, that's me. That's who I am. I'm hoping to
that's yeah.
become more regular, but yeah, I'm also taking like so this is where we are right now, but I am you'll probably be seeing my face around more. As I said, this is kind of mostly my job, and I'm also going to be the person we're not going through EBSCO for support or primary support. I am going to be the support person for Folio. So you'll probably see me around a lot because
Yep.
I'm delving as deep in as I can.
Right
Yeah.
on. Okay. You don't have to be alone.
So you're doing the
So
implementation alone or
EBSCO's
everyone?
helping. So EBSCO's running it. I'm acting as the middle person. So right, like
Oh, okay.
I'm the represent like all of our libraries at Skelk. I don't want to take over everything, but like all of our libraries at Skelk, Darcy probably knows this because Darcy's at Stanford. So same California community. But our libraries are not Stanford size. They're like little guys, especially right now, right? Like they're, I think our biggest one has like 2,000 students. And a lot of them are like 3 to 4 people libraries. So I'm kind of acting as the advocate for them, the technical help, the person who's there to kind of hold their hand because otherwise open source might be too scary. So.
So you are Folio's representative here on Earth.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. I
All right.
actually started working with Folio. I was an EBSCO person and then I left. I actually started working with Folio back when it was Qualiole. I was on the SIGs for Qualiole. So.
Wow.
So full circle.
You're not really a noob. Not at
Yeah.
all.
Yeah. I've not been involved in like the SIG community of Folio forever, so
Right. But I'm glad to see another former Olay user. Or should I say Olay survivor? I
Olay
don't know.
Survivor. I think that's a good,
Olay
that's a very good way to put
survivor.
it. Yeah.
Well, so this is, as you can see, the chatty group. And we have a programming committee that meets, we meet, this group meets every other week or twice a month. And the programming committee meets every other week and arranges the speakers and, just make sure for the session topics that we decide on today or as we go along, we get those arranged and et cetera. Make sure the notes are up to date.
work on special projects, although everyone is invited to work on whatever special projects we come up with. So that's, but Tara and Tom both have big responsibilities and are on, like, Tom's on the PC. Tara's, running the show half, basically at EBSCO for implementers. That's what I'm, yes, you are. So
I work at
we're looking for
Index.
some
Yeah, she's
more.
Index
Data.
I was
You
going to say,
said
don't
I'm
say
Index Data.
Index
What did I
Data.
say?
That
What
was
did
a
I say?
partner
I
at
was
SIN,
sending Index Data mixing
Darcy.
them up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know.
Reminds
I
me of
love
the
that that was
podcaster
what
did a live
caught
show in San Jose and said, "Hey, San Diego," and everyone was like, "This isn't going to go well." So I apologize. Shame. Anyway, they're both very busy, and I'm the least busy, but I guess. But yeah, so if we're looking for one more person on the programming board to help do the, it's not that hard, and it's kind of fun. So,
How much time is involved?
like 2 hours a week, maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
And
it's
it's
really
not
not
like
that
one
much.
person who's solely responsible for the whole thing, right?
No, not at all.
I
Oh,
mean,
and
I think we feel like
we run a third of the meetings, so we share that around too. So.
right.
Where our names are in this column over here for all these sessions we're going to fill out.
And AI takes notes. So.
It's a big warning right here that says AI is
Right.
taking them. Cool.
Wow.
And sometimes I take notes too because I watch The Terminator, but
Our in our remote in our inventory storage deep books area, the software, the robots that went and fetched the books, they came online canonically on the same date that Cyberdyne Technologies became self-aware and, started the whole Terminator thing.
Oh God. Okay. Well, that's great.
So what you're saying is that your library is housing Skynet.
Maybe. Although, the robots have stopped working every now and again, so I get the feeling that they're trying passive resistance first.
That's fine. I'm good with passive resistance.
What do you want that book for? You don't want that,
If they start throwing books, then please let us know.
I'm gonna
Okay, I
throw a
think we
book.
can
I'm
go.
gonna kill some big, like, zoom to the front.
Yes.
Anyway,
I heard Darcy attempting to artfully segue, and I'm gonna bluntly segue us to the next thing on this list. The next thing, sort of for housekeeping, I'm sure many people have heard about this, but in case you haven't, the PC is the group that came up with this. There's an effort to sort of cut down on the number of meetings. They're calling this co calendar calming, and you can read more about it on the write up here. But basically, the idea is to take 1 week at the end of each month to have no meetings across the Folio community. Make it easier for people to get productive work done. Those of you who work at academic libraries may have seen something similar. It's like a no meeting day or a no meeting week. I think it's a pretty common strategy. There's a diversity of opinions about whether or not this will work in the Folio community, and we are one of those groups for which this setup is probably not going to work super well. And so we need to sort of think about how we want to handle that as a SIG. One of the arguments for not going with calendar calming is that, unlike other SIGs, we're more of like a lecture series. So I'm not really sure if like the demands on people's time is really the same as other SIGs, right? We also only have 2 meetings a month, and what will end up happening is that we'll end up with 1 meeting a month. And that seems like possibly too few. Even though we do sometimes cancel meetings, it would be good to keep up at least this every other week cadence. So, does anyone have any opinions on taking up the calendar calming charge for this group?
Well, I mean, the implementer SIG is not something where, you're required to be there every time. It's not like we're shaping anything for the future. We're just sort of like, it's half support group where we kind of like talk about what we can use and what we do use. So I'm thinking that, I see this as an actual like voluntary thing. You come because,
Unlike those prison SIGs out there,
yeah,
like
exactly.
I
You
mean, you could shift it to the first and third weeks, right? And then you'd
could
be
do
in
that.
compliance and we'd still be every other. The reason I'm hesitant to do that is because we're doing a 3-month trial period first. If this does end up getting adopted, I think that's a totally reasonable solution. But like, I don't know how y'all's calendars look, but mine is just blocks and blocks of red, and so it would be fairly difficult for me to move this on my calendar, and probably it would be for others as well. So I'd like to know that it's really going to happen before we shake up everyone's schedules.
Okay, I'm with that. We'll keep with the 3 months and, see how we feel after that.
Is that cool with everyone?
With
Okay, all
what,
right.
not having a meeting the last week? Or continuing?
We're
We're
going
going
to
to
continue
continue.
having meetings as we currently are. At the end of the 3-month evaluation period, if it looks like the majority of the community is going to go with calendar calling, then we'll shift all of our meetings such that we'll be a meeting-free week on the off week, rather than
Cool.
ruin everyone's calendar right this second. Charlotte, did you have a thought on that?
Yeah, because I wrote the folio calendar coming proposal. If you maybe pull it up again, it is not just mechanically taking every fourth week. It is aligned around where it's typical will also be a calm week. So just to if someone had not noticed that finer piece in this proposal. Be calm around Easter holiday. May 1st is a holiday in Europe. You can see the week in June where you have the 4th of July. That's also selected as the calm week. So, yeah, maybe you could check how the current schedule actually then fit in with the proposed weeks. This is a voluntary proposal. So if you don't want to follow it, you don't need to, of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really do believe in like the vision that's behind this. So I think it would be great if we did adopt this. I just it's I also think it's an important point that, we're gonna have trouble getting people to even come to this meeting if it's too close to these large holidays. But yeah, I think we wanna follow the tide rather than be on the top of the wave, if that makes sense.
And how I feel about folio upgrades, but yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how everyone feels about folio upgrades, which is like part of the problem. Not everyone can be at the back of the wave. Although I think you're at the front of the wave, on some of these.
Yeah.
For sunny new upgrades. Okay. All right. So as long as everyone's okay with that, let's keep things as they are. The alternative would be to take away, I think it's this one and this one. So
Yeah. Actually, I think the March one, there must be a fifth week in March. And the looking at the dates that you were just at, it looked like it was the fifth week that was the calm one.
Oh, you're right. So March 30th through April 3rd.
I believe all fifth weeks should be ignored. As far as regularly scheduled meetings.
Yeah, they shouldn't be every other week. They should be first and third and second and fourth sort of thing.
Exactly.
I think we should reevaluate the entire calendar so that it's decimal and like have 10-day weeks that divide evenly. Or we go with like a lunar calendar, but none of these things are
Binary. Every
going
other day is a Monday and a Friday.
to
Whatever.
Oh, that doesn't sound like much of a bargain to me.
But short of moving away from the Gregorian calendar, I guess we could cancel this one just to be in alignment. That's totally fine with me also.
Let's decide later.
Okay, all right. But at least we all know what we're talking about now. All right. And then the last thing on housekeeping, which has taken significantly longer than 5 minutes, sorry about that, is the Folio usage survey. So Implementors has attempted to make this anyone else's problem but ours and failed several times. So we will, in fact, be running a survey of the Folio community trying to get a sense of some things that are important to us and some things that are important to other SIGs. We're going to end up having to work with other SIGs to make sure that everything is in this survey. Things that we really want, I think, are like who's using Folio, what apps are they using, when did they go live? Was that one of them? Sort of special things. The goal, of course, being to return to our implementers directory, which is buried somewhere in here. It's quite out of date, and it would be really great to have that up to date. So, this is one of those things that is too big for the three members of the programming board to do on our own. So, we are hoping to have a couple of volunteers who are free on the days that on the off Tuesdays in the slot that we meet, which is in the afternoon, so different time slot, to work on this project. Y'all, I'm blanking. What time do we meet on Tuesdays?
We meet at 3 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern.
3 to 4.
3 p.m. Eastern. There we go. Ideally, who can meet at 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, on the weeks that we don't have implementers. So anyone interested in helping out with a really cool Folio usage survey?
Probably a 2 meeting commitment, I'd say, to get it going.
Two
Think
meetings.
about it, people. Think, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Well, give it some thought and we'll repost that call for volunteers on the Slack channel and let us know if you're interested. You can just DM Darcy, Tom, and myself.
It might be
Okay.
helpful if you had the actual dates that you'd want for people. Like if you had these 2 dates in particular, if you could join us, that would be
Okay.
helpful. Because I might be able to, but it totally depends on the days.
Well, we'd
Yeah, we're
probably
pretty
change the days to
flexible.
have you meet with us
Yeah.
if you were willing to help with it. But we could go
So,
with the 20th, and then whatever the first week of February is would be. Those would be our next 2 meeting dates.
we can post that and say, but we're flexible on the dates. Push it back a little bit further. I'm sure people are busy with the start of the semester. Cool. All right. So that was all of the housekeeping. Charlotte, did you want to do your PC update before we start brainstorming topics?
Yeah, I can do that. So I'm sorry, I added the notes because I thought you had the meeting on the January 6th, but
Did I do the date wrong?
but I just added a link to the January 8th if you reload your page here. And I'd say the most interesting thing for the implementer SIG for what we talked about last time was that an identification of tools integrating with Folio. And here we have, by now, we have 2 different documents. We have Aleph's document, where Aleph library is listed, integration with commercial products. And then Martin Scholz has done a list of all, you can say, supporting Folio modules, which are not, native Folio apps, but they are living in the surroundings of Folio and is being used by libraries who has implemented Folio. We are a small group, and we don't call ourselves a sub group, but because we see it as more practical work, but it's led by Martin Scholz and Lisa McColl, and I am in that group as well. And right now we are working on writing up a wiki page for this work, and Martin is coming and would like to come and present for you. And I think it is on the January 27th. Yes. the work we have done by that time, and get your feedback. And very important also, get any updates. So we make sure that that we cover everything. We will also reach out to the SysOps SIG because they would probably they know what modules they install for libraries on Folio. Otherwise, you can. There is a in the your in the notes for today. There's a link to the meeting minutes.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. Awesome. Okay, so should we get down to brainstorming topics for the new year? We have two sort of topic ideas that we can schedule already, but did anyone come with a topic on their heart?
I feel like it's always good to have a how to migrate session. That was one of the most popular ones last year. Yeah, it
I
doesn't
was
have to
on like
be early.
we'll be doing another migration this summer.
what?
We're leaving
What are
Folio
you?
and going to
Not.
Alma.
I don't even
And
say that.
actually,
That's on the record.
Thomas, did you go to Duke?
I was gonna say that
yes.
sounds like a Duke situation.
Jeez.
I think it's a new
no,
phrase. They pulled a Duke. I think Galileo pulled a Duke.
dookie. no, actually, one of our smaller, well, it's not a smaller library, and it was announced by our AUL, so I can say it is, shoot, now my brain has gone to plot. Weill Medical in New York City is actually running Alma right now, and we are in the process of migrating them into the Cornell University Folio tenant.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. Yay for another medical school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Soon you can have an affinity group. Maura, did you have a different idea or did you want to say something about this idea?
I'm just it's a different idea. It's just like later on in the year, if we could have like a little thing where people who have sort of upgraded to Eureka permissions, we can talk about our experiences of making the transition. Were there any trips or skids or, any kind of problems like that? I don't know. I mean, Cornell is upgrading to Sunflower, right? And I know it's not going to be absolutely required until Trillium, but maybe if we've got, we can if people have updated and gone to Eureka permissions, I'd love to hear some experiences.
Yeah, we updated Sunflower Sunday to Monday, and we're on the Eureka platform. But I can't talk.
Wait, you are right now?
Yes. Yeah.
In
Oh.
production. Wow.
Yes. And oddly enough, like I'll try not to take too much time, but the upgrade went really, really smooth. All of our devs and our integrations were already aware of the URL changes and the fact that they had to reset their machine account passwords. So we only had one minor integration, which was with Overdrive, that did not work going right out the gate just because no one knew that it was there. But everything else, Kaiosoft, they were all fine and working. We haven't, we actually did migrate, we migrated the permissions with the migration script. And that seems to be fine. We haven't had large hiccups with that so far. And the only thing that we've had that's happened is for some reason today, data import lost connection with the database. And apparently the number of database connections in the pool got maxed out. But hosting was able to solve that. And we're not really sure what it's related to. We started our MetaDB sync yesterday. But, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thomas, can I ask? I have heard that Eureka is much more, yeah, that it needs more juice. So you have to allocate much more memory for each of the apps. Is that correct?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
FSE doesn't usually share those specifics with us unless we specifically ask them. I do know that there are a few people were saying, like on test environments and test beds, that they noticed that it was a lot slower. I have not noticed that on our test environment or our production environment, but it's very well possible that they up the resources on the modules. But so far, we haven't noticed really anything.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so before I start losing track of these, so Darcy, you said, how did you phrase it? How to do a migration?
Yeah, how to implement, the implementation.
How to implement Folio?
Yeah, I don't remember what we called it last time, but maybe it
Okay,
was
we'll
implementation.
workshop the title, but we all know
Yeah,
what
yeah.
that one means. I think we should do that earlier in the year because, at least for me, I end up having a lot of libraries that are like starting their migration early in the year to go live in the summer. So it seems like the most popular time for that session. And then Tom, it sounds like you could actually speak to the permissions migration process pretty early, or we could wait until a little bit later when more people have migrated to Sunflower on Eureka. What do you
Yeah,
think?
we're looking to migrate over spring break, so end of March. So if you want to do that in April, we can
Okay,
talk
yeah,
about
sounds
whether it
good.
went well or not.
And
Because we'll be running those scripts ourselves, right? So
I'm a new kid, so I don't talk well, can't talk about migrating, but if you want a perspective of a library who is or actively implementing with authorizations and are not doing over, I'm not switching over, it's actually been very confusing. So, but hopefully by as people probably know, those are much more granular than the permission sets. So it's kind of hard to wrap one's mind around it when you're just getting into implementation. But hopefully by that point, we'll have those set up so I can talk about how we set up authorization rules. I mean, authorization rules.
Brilliant.
This is how they get you,
Look, I know. I've done this. Like, this is, I said, this is me jumping back into my old world. Like, this is not new for me. SIGs are where I started.
Just
This is how
warning you there. It's
exactly.
stop warning her. I was gonna stop you from helping. Okay,
Have
awesome. So
ethics, Tara.
like that makes it sound like I don't have ethics. I just have different ethics, and they involve me no longer being a convener.
Speaking of ethics, I'll go ahead and put out there. I don't know when to do this, but I think it would benefit me to have this on an agenda to actually talk about the revitalization of the accessibility SIG at some point.
I love that.
Yeah.
You
But
think you
it's
could do
going
that
to
in March?
be, yeah, it will not be March 10th. It would have to be more like into May or June, I would say. We're
Why
still
don't we just
struggling to get the viewfind side of it up, and I do want to like also start talking about the Folio one.
the Viewfind accessibility SIG?
I mean, there's that, but I mean, it's one of those where I'm a big believer, and I need to talk with Maccabee and a few others about seeing if we just want to make an OOF accessibility SIG and then just kind of combine into there, so. But yeah, aiming for something in the summer sounds good, and if it really spoofs up, maybe we'll do something remotely because for WolfCon, because there's no chance I can travel safely.
Yep, that's a real bummer. Though hopefully virtual participation was a little bit better this last year, for all those who can't make it all the way to Prague.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. is a real bummer. Okay, so we'll put that in June. We'll make it tentative. I think even if the SIG is not ready to restart, it would be awesome to use this as sort of a springboard to get more people interested in. So,
Yeah, and it's also too, it's one of those, and I really will value this group because all of you have so much perspective on the different other SIGs and all that, and that's going to be some of the challenges there.
Okay. Did I miss anyone's ideas? I think I got everything that's been said so far.
There was also
Olga,
the
go ahead.
idea about migration, just like I think other than just, is that how to implement Folio? Is that what that one is? Okay.
We'll put that. Now it's even better. Olga, go ahead.
I wonder if it sort of covers, but if one of the previous ideas covered that, how you do testing when you do upgrades, how you do testing, how do you catch what's broken? That's something like we came up with a whole document on how to do it, and I'm curious to hear how other institutions are doing that.
So
This is a
that in the meeting after how to implement Folio, we can talk about like
yeah.
because implementing Folio is one thing, and that's like great. Hang on, there's another thing I need to know.
We actually
I'm going
do
to say
have a
we grab
resource.
resource.
Joey. Oh, sorry.
We did a couple years ago, I don't remember how many years ago, there was a WolfCon session specifically about upgrade testing, and we made this cool document, and it would be great to sort of return to this to see if there's any like new stuff people are doing, update this document. So I think that is an awesome idea. And again,
I'll
it's
even
always
volunteer to talk about like doing that with a small staff because that was fun, particularly a staff that had never really done anything like that before.
And I mean, like the people have got to be wondering about how to test something as major as a shift from a copy to Sunflower as well. So I wonder if there's stuff specifically about that. Jeez, you're running all the upgrades. Okay. What was I saying? Do we want to put this in the meeting that's in March or elsewhere?
I think the one in March,
Okay.
so that because we'll have on our minds already the how to implement and migrate. So like how to test upgrades would also be like it's a great.
Natural continuation.
Yes,
Makes
exactly.
sense.
Yeah, and that fortunately does not conflict with code for lib, so.
Oh,
That's right.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Is that
It
this
is
year? I
March
was
2nd
like
through the
looking for
5th
that.
in Philadelphia, and early registration opens tomorrow.
Oh.
And I am working on improving accessibility at the website right now.
Hey.
Thanks.
Easy commute for you, though. That'll be great. Okay, other ideas.
That's half a year.
Let's
Okay.
spread out a
Half a
little bit.
year. Yeah, spread out.
So I think that we covered or will cover user survey. I guess we could sort of like force ourselves to get it done by making it a session where we'll discuss the user survey here in this group. Or we could not do that. Sounds hard. But the other one that's down here is how to use the ILL policy field in
Oh, that's
Folio.
right. Or maybe just, yeah, a discussion of possibilities, maybe. Stanford was trying to use it to
Yeah.
help drive in reshare whether or not something was lendable, like at the moment. And reshare can use it okay, but then our interlibrary loan department itself trying to use Iliad with it, Iliad's lookup
it's like, add-on that looks up holdings and whether something is available. It uses Z3950, and it can't see the ILL policy right now. So I just wanted to have a bigger discussion of that, and should we try to push for getting that ILL policy information into Z3950, or maybe there are other ideas, that sort of thing.
Awesome. Okay. And then Maura says in chat, sorry, Darcy, I put that on March 24th because that was what was available next.
Okay.
And I like that because then we're doing sort of like two big picture ones and then one like hyper focused one. Like that'll be a good rhythm, I think. Maura asks about the changes to item status, which are not guaranteed. But Tom, do you think that's worth discussing here? Or do you want to keep that in CrossAppSig and seek feedback from other groups?
Don't mind if it's here. I would say, considering the conversation that we had after the meeting, maybe putting it a little bit later in the year so that we can do some of the preliminary work
Yeah.
first.
What exactly is that, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. So, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's basically the original version, the original vision of Folio had the three-part item status. So instead of just having an item status, which we currently have, it would have two other parts, which is needed for and process. And item status would be fully customizable within Folio. This is a continuing quest, continuing conversation on whether that's actually needed, what is needed by people, and how it could be reimagined to actually fit into how Folio works now. And the presentation I did at CrossApp, and the idea I've kind of had is to drop it down to basically two parts. You have the current item status as it is now, but then you have a process field which almost acts almost as like workflow for specific items. So
Okay.
it condenses and simplifies things, but it's all like very large ideas, and I kind of see what people need and what they want and where they would, what direction they would like to go in. But,
Okay, great. Thanks, Tom.
sure, no problem.
So put that in July, item state.
Sure.
Tentative after it.
On Bastille Day.
A Bastille Day?
Isn't it?
I have
14th
no
of July.
idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, we've filled out everything to sort of the spring and left ourselves lots of gaps in here for things that might come up later on that might interest us. Does anyone else have anything they want to get in right now at the start of the year? Ideas are always welcome later on.
I don't know how this, as I said, I'm new, but I don't know how often you guys would do something, just kind of a like brown bag open forum of like, hey, we're active implementers and we want to bring our questions, like outside of the, I know we have the Slack, but sometimes kind of being able to talk about them with others is a valuable thing. So I wasn't sure if like we might want to, like, I don't know, like open office hours almost.
Therapy session.
Right.
Yeah,
That would be awesome. In the
I
past,
think
we've had trouble. Oh, go ahead.
it's the wrap session. We'll
is
just have a
it?
wrap session,
Oh gosh.
right?
Hold
We'll
on.
turn our chairs around backwards, you know?
Yeah, I was going to mention that too, like the reminder, like of all these meetings, it's like we always have some time and there's always time for anyone to ask any question. I just like I don't know how we can always have that. I mean, we can have it in the agenda, but it's kind of hard when you like promote a certain session to always like add that too. Like you can always ask your question at the end. Like that's, the beauty of this
Well,
dig.
so let's just try wrap session, unscheduled, unstructured. Let's try that on the 7th of April and see how it goes.
Well,
We're
okay, so
that's what
before we come
I'm
to that,
thinking.
we've had in the past, we've had a lot of trouble getting good attendance at
That's what I
these.
was wondering. Yeah.
And in part, that's because If you're thinking specifically of sort of like implementing libraries, a lot of libraries have sort of a mediator like yourself or like EBSCO or like me, and then they don't really feel super comfortable that far out. Maybe like we could catch some more fish. I don't know. We could try it. I just want to warn you that like attendance might be low, but.
No, I mean that's totally makes sense. I don't know if we need to, but I know like I'm doing that for my libraries, like an open office hours once a month where they can come and talk to me about their issues, and it's been really valuable. But then again, as you said, I am kind of their intermediary, so I don't know how popular that will be.
I would love to try it. I think that would be awesome. And even if it's just your libraries coming and like getting a foot in the community, that would be really great. I also am working with a couple of libraries this spring, so maybe they might be interested in it. And interestingly, that was sort of like the original vision of this group. It used to be like cohort by cohort, like people going live all together, coming and having their wrap session, as Maura says. And it kind of grew out of that, but it'd be a cool throwback. So do you think that it's likely that the 7th would work? Nah.
I think like for me, so like all my libraries are West Coast, so 11 a.m. is a little hard for them, but that's the big thing. But I can definitely poke them and see if they're willing to come.
Tentative here.
Especially if it's one time.
I think you should call it the throwback session.
The throwback session,
Throwback
the
rap
vintage.
session.
It'll be Throwback Tuesday.
Vintage. Ooh, I
I
like
think
that. Throwback
so.
Tuesdays.
Oh.
But now I want tacos because my mind just immediately jumped to Taco
Oh.
Tuesday.
Fair.
Awesome. Okay. So, any other ideas before we wind this down?
A pretty good list. I mean, because things are always going to come up, especially
Yeah.
as new software. If Kong gets replaced, that's going to be probably a set of meetings. I'm sure I know there's new apps that are supposed to be being sent out that were part of LC's implementation that we can pick up and discuss later on too. So yeah, I think other topics will come up.
Awesome. So the only other thing I wanted to say is that there's a topic idea bank at the bottom of this page. Anyone is welcome to slide an idea in there anytime. It's helpful if you let us know on Slack, but I'm pretty sure this page is going to notify me either way. Darcy, go ahead.
When this is over, I had one end of meeting thing
Yes.
to just say, which is that we went to Ramson's Okapi over our winter break here at Stanford, and it went really smoothly. There was one issue though that we're discovering, and it's a known issue. There's a ticket for it in Jira, but if I don't know who all here hasn't gone to Ramson's yet, or if you're seeing this too in Ramson's, but often when we are checking in an item, especially if it's coming from another library that has a request on it, it's not ending up changing the request's item status to open awaiting pickup. It's like doing all the other things. It's closing the loan, it's updating the item status, it's writing to the circ log, it's doing all the other little bits and pieces, but it's not actually sending the availability notice out to the user because it's not re updating the item status, the request status correctly. And sometimes if you do another check-in or set it aside and in 10 minutes do a check-in, it'll work. And sometimes it won't. So the fact that it's sporadic is an issue, and EBSCO couldn't replicate it, and we're going to send them some logs, and but we weren't the first ones to report it. So it's kind of an annoying thing. And I was wondering, Tom, if people in Sunflower at Cornell are noticing this, or if it magically fixed itself
Are you
in
on, wait,
Sunflower.
you moved to Ramson's or Sunflower?
We moved to Ramson's. We're hoping to go to
Oh, okay.
Sunflower Eureka in March, end of March.
Okay, cool. No, I haven't got any reports for it. There was one bug right last week that was sent to me by FSE. That was, hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Probably the one where you check in the item that has a hold on it and should go on the hold shelf, and it doesn't give you the pick slip, not the pick slip, the hold slip.
For the user.
Yeah, it doesn't give you that slip. It just changes the status that it's on the hold shelf, but it doesn't give you a slip to print on it. Probably that one. Because it
That's
showed
happening
up.
to you right now, Olga? That's happening to you right now?
Yes, as soon as we switched to Sunflower, that started happening.
And is the patron waiting for the book not notified then?
No, that's the problem. They actually notified. It's just the staff doesn't know to put it on the shelf because the slip never shows up. And if they didn't happen to notice it, it just goes to the shelf.
Oh no.
And it's also sporadic. It's some work, some don't.
I love those sporadic problems.
And it was
Wonderful
discussed
agency.
on the Slack last week.
So the one that we got, it was not that. This is something else.
Sorry.
This was actually, and I dropped the link in the chat. It's a 404 during timer calls out call outs, and it's within sidecar. So it's within the intermodule communication. They were hitting timeouts. They did get it fixed, and we were patched before we went live. Let's see. But maybe this is what's going on. Because I'm seeing in here that they have, she has parts of, that's just a routing slip. Because my understanding of this was what was happening is that things weren't flipping over properly. And people weren't getting sent their warning notices, but it might be related to the issues you're seeing. If so, then this would fix it. I'll hesitantly say that anything that happens sporadically in CERC, it's probably the root cause of it. It's probably going to be PubSub. Because CERC is still using PubSub. We're trying to depreciate it, but if those message, that's the biggest visible issue that is happening to everybody is automated blocks disappearing. Yeah, exactly. And but it does have effects on other things. I don't know if allocating more resources to PubSub would help, but anything that comes up sporadically that has to do with check-in, check-out, I can almost guarantee you that is PubSub because they are translating those messages from PubSub over to Kafka events for external modules. So, yeah.
Can you update on when PubSub will go away?
We have it, if it hasn't changed, we have it slated for the start of depreciation of PubSub and T with it being finished in U. But it's a massive undertaking. That may change depending on how long the dev period is for T, but also it may also change based on other re not requirements, commitments that come through. Because it's going to be multiple dev cycles. They literally have to touch everything that PubSub does, they have to touch and switch over to Kafka events. So they have to basically touch every single piece of code and check in, check out, fee fines all over the place.
Yeah, I was off.
Yeah. It's a major undertaking. And that's one reason why it's kind of got pushed down the road more and more. But they're also running into more and more issues. And in fact, Vega was, they're updating the base modules, or we're updating the base modules this last month to the new VertX release as required by TC and that, and they were actually running into issues because of PubSub. and because of the sub pubs of modules that they have to use. So it was actually causing them more work. So this is definitely something that needs to be changed for the health of the modules for the community, but also to make the work of the devs easier in the long run. But it's just, yeah, it's a massive, massive ticket, both of them are.
Wow.
Okay, so we're almost at the hour, and I'm sure folks have to run to other meetings. Darcy, was there anything you needed specifically about this, or just looking for other people seeing it?
Yeah, just
Yeah.
seeing what else is going on.
Keep an eye
Awesome.
open for it in our environment, see if we see it in Sunflower. I did not, as I said, I didn't hear anything about this in Ramson, but if I hear anything in Sunflower, Darcy, I'll let you know directly.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that, thanks everyone for your time today. This was really helpful to this happy little SIG. So now we have topics. I'm really excited about that. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay? Bye.